who you have become. So then you say, well, what do I do about those others who are outside of me, who aren't excited about me following my bliss? And we say, when you really get to the point that you're following your bliss, they won't be a problem, because if you are consistently in a vibration of positive emotion, law of attraction won't match you up with them. If you're getting matched up with a whole bunch of ornery people, you're ornery. If people are giving you trouble in traffic, you're trouble. Jerry said, when he first met us through this format, I think that there should be islands of incarceration. The perfect judicial system. We'll put all the rapers on one island and they can do it to each other. We'll put all the killers on one island. They can do it to each other. We'll put all the burglars on one island. They can burglar each other. And we said, you already have those islands. Vibrational islands. And the audience said, how can that be? How would the one who is murdered end up on the same island as the one who murders? And we say, same vibration. In other words, whether you are murdering because you feel despair and you've moved into revenge and no one's allowed you to move further from it. In other words, isn't that what happens? You're in despair. You naturally move into revenge. And then your society says, oh no, revenge is not appropriate. This is as far as you go on the revenge ladder. So you go despair, revenge, despair, revenge, despair, revenge. Have you been following the lives of the serial killers? Have you read about what their life was like? Listen to any one of those stories, and what you hear is about someone who, as a child, was not encouraged into his alignment. And every time he made the effort to move forward, he was stopped by a system or a society or someone bigger and stronger who says, you're not allowed to feel that way, rather than encouraged to move right on through it into something that was more in alignment. We promise you that if someone presses a pillow to your face, you will flail about. And if your government has laws against flailing about, then where do you go? What do you do when a pillow is pressed to your face and you are flailing about, and then they say, oh no, flailing about is not allowed. And so we want you to understand that when you are moving in the direction of what feels better to you, you are moving back into alignment. And if you could take any of those, sometimes physical friends say, oh, Abraham, I don't think that this is a good idea to tell people to follow their bliss, because there are people who claim that they feel better doing horrible things. And we say, we understand when someone comes into the revenge mode, that's when they are trouble to society. And if we were society, we would be calling them right through it. And usually, a person can move right through that revenge mode in their mind before they've taken any action, right into some hope and appreciation. But if you are worried about a person getting stuck in revenge, the answer is not to push them back into powerlessness, because their natural resources will bring them back into revenge again and again and again and again and again. You've got to find a way of coaxing those parts of your society through the revenge mode into the hope mode before they will not be a problem to you. You see? Are you getting the sense of this? But most of all, you do not need to worry about them, because you cannot create in their reality, but you can create in your own reality. So if you get worried about terrorists or people who are in the revenge mode, whether you agree with their reasons for being in the revenge mode or not, if you give a much of your attention to them, you in time become a vibrational match to them. So like the murderer finds the one that he murders, the terrorist finds the one that he terrorizes, because the vibrations match up and law of attraction makes it so. Nothing happens to anyone ever that is different from the vibrational countenance. And your vibrational countenance is something that you practice with the thoughts that you think. So, for a while we called this gathering the science of deliberate creation, because we wanted you to understand that you create your own reality. We wanted you to understand that as you give your attention to whatever it is you're giving your attention to, that you activate a vibration, and if you keep giving your attention to it, that activated vibration can become a frequently or dominant vibration within you. And once any vibration is a dominant vibration, then things that match it are showing up in your life all around you. People, experiences, it just has to be. When you understand that you have control of your focus, then you understand you have control of what you activate.